Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on discussing the Mishnah right before the Mishnah of Hevila Beis Aparvo, where it's spoken about how the water was heated up. The water was heated up for the Kohen Gadol. If he was cold, if he was going to be cold, that's what the previous Mishnah had said, that we have to make sure he doesn't get a chill, right? Because if Hayah Kohen Gadol Zakeh No Istinus. So it sounds like a regular Kohen Gadol, we wouldn't do anything. Right? He just have to work it out and deal with the elements. But if he's a zaken or an istinus, so that's when mechamin lochamin, and we put some hot water into tzonein. And we're speaking about how exactly was the water warmed up. So that was the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, at the end of the previous daf, ashaso shel barzel, that we threw in some metal iron that was heated from Erev Yom Kippur. So we said, isn't that a form of kibui? So we say, no. Rabbi Yehuda holds, first of all, Mlach Shesuch Legufa. So it's okay. Like, no, he doesn't. He holds Mlach Shesuch Legufa's Chayev. That can't be. So, he must hold that told us Eish is not Ka'esh. And this is told us Eish. We paskin that told us Eish is Ka'esh. Right? If something is warmed by the fire, is considered fire, and therefore for bishul purposes, for kibui purposes, but he doesn't. So the Gemara says now where we're up to. So that's the machlokas. We do the chachamim, and that's what the rabbanan say. You put in the some hot water to warm up the water. And Rabbi Yehuda says you put in the toldas eish, but yachin lo chamin. But why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say you can put in the water? Well, I explain the kabbalah eida. The metal is probably this is drabbanan. But this is drabbanan. Even though it's not daraisa, but I told us eish. A drabanan. Just, I would say, like a mashal, like we paskin told us shemesh is drabanan. Even though shemesh is mutter, but told us shemesh is drabanan. So even according to Yehuda, even if they told us eish is not daraisa, but it's probably drabanan. So, why don't you do yechem lochamin, put some hot water in where it's not even a drabanan? The yechem lochamin, why does he insist that to put in the metal, which is probably a drabanan, just, agree with, putting in the water? So, Amr, Rabbi Yeshua, Bar Evyon, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Yoni, Ben Susai, Taima, Dahadin, Tanya, why do Rabbi Yehuda say not to put in the water? Gzera Drabanan, Shalo Yio Omrim, Ra'inu, Kohen Gadol, Tovel, B'mayim, She'uvin, B'yom HaKippurim. Pasha Pshat, right? If somebody sees that pouring some water into the mikveh, they're like, oh, water, regular water? I didn't know that the Kohen Gadol doesn't need a mikveh. They would think that the water, Mayim She'uvin, as we know, drawn water is possible to use for a mikveh. We have to use rainwater or mayan water, and therefore the difference between mayan and the mikvah. But either way, she'uvin is pasul. So people might say that says gzeira d'rabanan. People are going to be looking. So again, everybody's going to be staring. Right? We think this is like we said before that you have to put up the curtain, the kohen gadol. People are going to be very medaktik and very careful about looking. We had this before. We had a machlokas tanam, if you remember, about whether there's a mezuzah on the room where the Kohen Gadol stayed the whole week, right? So one day I said, yes, when Daraisa, it does need. So the first day I said that it does need because he lives there for a week. The other day I says, Dira Sbalkarcha, lo shba Dira. Ramikar did, it does not need me Daraisa, but me Dira Banan, the Bavli said. So people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is stuck in jail, right? So that's why we're in the mezuzah. So again, people are going to be looking at every movement. Of the Kohen Gadol, because everybody wants to gain a look, even though there's no mitzvah daraisa to be in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. That's only Shalosh Regalim, right, on Yom Kippur. But people came. People came, as we saw before, that they started very early because the Beis Hamikdash gets, not only because he's going to be thirsty, but, people are going to be there. So this is the Gzeira, Derabanan. A number of points. As far as saying the Halacha Lamoshe, right, one of the Sfarim in the back. So he says, maybe this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso. Rabbi Yehuda who says that we're worried about, She'uvin. He says, Venera davadai, lav kuliyama dina gamir, de She'uvin nitaru al yedemashke. Right? Not everybody realizes that if you put a little She'uvin in, so it's not She'uvin anymore. Right? That hashaka, one of the ways that we solve the She'uvin. How do we have modern mikvahs today? Right? Most of it's not rainwater. Right, it's tap water, but it's somehow connected. It's either we do hashaka, which means kissing the tap water, the rain, the she'uvin water to good water, right? Or we do hamshacha, which is first putting it on the ground and letting it go across the ground a little bit, right? Different ways of being metaher. So says the Halakha Moshe. Not everybody knows all these details. Most people don't know all these details. Amnam, kiva devade mayim chamim shematilin otokasone, tilahavik sinasan, havile miuta, ubata beruba de mikvah. But people know bittel. You don't know about hamshacha and ashaka, but putting in a little water, right? Don't, there's bittel. So why would people think that she'uvin is going to be a problem? Ah, this is Reb Yehuda Shita. Min bemino lo batel. Reb Yehuda says elsewhere in Maseches Yuma, min bemino lo batel. Umishem hachi, that's why he is choshesh. Because he holds, in his world, min bemino is lo batel. And therefore, if you have a little she'uvin, people might think, oh, you could use the she'uvin. Mishamachi chayish lo yomur derina koin gal dotova baim she'uvin. Masheke in the Rabbanan aren't worried about that. Min bemino is batel. Min bemino is batel. And therefore, it's not shayach, this chash. Ha'arah number one. By the Halacha Moshe. The Chasam Sofer on this Gemara argues on the pashtus of the Gemara. The pashtus is that people are going to see the water being poured in and, think that, there could be, hashaka. So says the Chasam Sofer, I don't think that's a chashash. Maybe he raises the bar for people's standard. Like, people aren't going to think it's she'uvin, but where are people going to be worried about she'uvin? When they see the kettles being warmed up and the hot water being boiled from beforehand. When they see that, that's going to be the issue. Hainu. Kishayiru bimiduras hamokad mechamimin kamakumkamin litzarach tefila yomer shetovel b'shuvin. They'll think, oh, this is for the Kohen Gadol to be tovelin. Aval gufa shficha letofa mikvah e'makom litos. But just the pouring in, the Chasam Sofer doesn't think it's a problem. Shei roe hamikvah mechuberes le'initim. Because they see the mikvah is connected. That's the problem. People will know that you're pouring. People will think that they're just going to make a whole, you know, bathtub with the warm water, so that's going to be the chash. So that's the Chasam Sofer. Again, doesn't sound the pshuto shamekra, but that's what he says. That's what they're going to look at. The issue of she'uvin is a major machlokas rishonim. Seems to be a machlokas b'chaber and the Ramah, and that is that a psul d'arais or a psul d'rabanan? Bali Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, and that big Tosfos and Baba Bas with Avsamach Vav, they both quote that the psul of she'uvin is a psul d'araisa if it's rov she'uvin. Rov she'uvin is a psul d'araisa. And, miyut she'uvin, the Rabbanan added on, even a miyut is gonna be, problematic. But remember, if there's already 40 sa'ah, then adding she'uvin doesn't ruin it until it gets to a much larger size. But before 40 sa'ah, it's a problem even pachos. But the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, the two brothers say that Shuvin is a psul d'araisa when it is, majority. The Rambam and the Rambam say, no. Shuvin is a psul d'rabanan. Mida araisa, the entire mikvah could be shuvin. Mida araisa. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Mikvos in the fourth parak. The Rambam says, din Torah, shekal mayim, michunasin, tovlam bahen. Right? Any gathered water. What's mikvah? Yikavu amayim. Mikvah means gathered water. So any gathered water, you can be tovelin. Shenemar mikveh mayim, mikom makom. V'hu shiyeh bahen kedei lahalos bahen tevila l'chol aguf. Ha'adam v'asachas. As long as you have enough there. As long as a whole body of a person could fit in there, and the Chazal assume that is ama al ama barum shalosh amos. Right, that amount, that shir zeh machzik arba'im sa'ah bein she'uvin, bein enim she'uvin. The Rambam paskins, the Torah says gathered water. So any gathered water you could use, mida araisa, for a mikvah, as long as you can fit your body in. But, umidivrei sofrim, shehamayim ha-she'uvin, psulun l'tevila. But midrabanan says the Rambam, that she'uvin is possible l'tevila. V'lo od, ela mikveh mayim she'enam she'uvim, she'nafa l'toch ha'shloshes lugin mayim she'uvin, paslu hako. As we said, if you don't have 40, and then you have 3, lugin mayim she'uvin that fell in, it ruins it. It ruins it. That's even a little bit. Aval pishab sol mayim shuvim midivrei sofrim limdu behekish. They learned it from Hekish. Shariyu omer ach mayan ubar mikvah mayim yet tahor. Hamayan in botvisas yad adam klal. Vabar kulo bide adam. Shari kulo mayim shuvim. A mayan is totally from Hashem. A mikvah is totally from a person. Shari amru chachamim ha mikvah lo ye kulo shauv kibar. Vinotzorach lios kulo bide shamayim kamayan. Adam kasher, and then we have the Shitas. Okay, but that's the Rambam and the Ri versus the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rama seems to pass in Daraisa. The Rama in Yaradeya in Reish Aleph. Reish Aleph is the siman about the mikvos. Is Pashas is Daraisa, and the Shulchan Aruch, there are diyukim. It's not 100% clear, but there are diyukim. That is, it is derabanan. The Shach assumes that there are Shulchan Aruch holds as derabanan. Okay, so this is finishing up the heating water for the Kohen Gadol. So, because just in case he's an istinus and he has to, or he's cold, and we have to warm up the water. Okay, hey viu la beis haparva. And what happens? Now they bring it to the beis haparva. So what did he do in the last mishnah? He went to the mikvah. He did the carbon tamid. Machlokes rishonim. Did he also do some of the carbon musaf? That's not 100% clear. But now it's time to switch clothing again. Hey viu, for the next couple of prakim, we're going to be going through the avoda of Yom Kippur. So hey viu la beis haparva ubekodesh haisa. They give him to the base of Parva, where we had earlier, what is Parva, where does that name come from? Maybe the person that tried to tunnel in to see the Kohen Gadol. Uba Kodesh Haisa, Pirsu Sadin Shel Butz, Bein Olavein Am. They hang up a linen sheet between, right, a curtain, so nobody could see. Kidesh Yada Varaglav Upashat. He's Bekadesh Yada Varaglav, and meaning the Kiyar, hands and feet. Upashat, and then he untakes off his clothing that he's wearing. Remeir Omer, no, the other way. Pashad kidesh yadav raglav. First, Rameir says you take off the clothing and then you're mekadesh yadav raglav. So machlokas tanoim. We're going to discuss this in the Gemara. What's the order? When he takes off clothing and he switches to new clothing. So everybody agrees when you put on the new clothing, you're mekadesh yadav raglav after you put on the new clothing. But what about when you take off? You have to do a kidesh yadav raglav. Do you take off while you still have the old clothing on? That's the Tanakama. Or do you first take off the old clothing and then do kidesh yadav raglav? That's Rabbi Meir. So we'll see what the reasons are. Yarad, and then after he does that, Yarad, say after he takes off his clothes and does kiddush, Yarad vatavah, all of it is tapak, then he goes down to the mikvah, he comes up and dries off, as we saw in the Mishnah Lamelach. Is that drying off part of the halacha, or is it, again, just to be clear, not that the water, he mentioned, not that the water would be chatzitza, but that the water might bring some dust, or some other type of dirt, that might be a chatzitza, that's where you have to dry off carefully. Heviyah lo b'idei lavan, and they bring him the Big Day Lavan for the first time. Right? Big Day Lavan means only the four, not the eight. Because he's going to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, and as the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. And therefore he's not allowed to wear any golden clothing, any gold investments in the Kodesh Kadashim, even though there is gold in the Kodesh Kadashim. The Aron is there, the Kruvim are there, that's gold. What do you mean Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar? So the Gemara there says, Bal Yakriv. Right? He can't do Avoda with. Right, if there's gold in there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to have gold in there. But if we try to be maktir and makriv, wearing the gold, that's worse. That's an inkategar, nasa, sanegar. And the shofar is ki'ilu. Right, the shofar can't be used shofar of a cow because, right, it's ki'ilu, we're in the Kodesh Kadashim when we blow shofar. So you're Lavan, he puts on the Big Day Lavan, and he's Makadesh Yadayim Varaglayim. Bishachar Hayalovish Pilusin Shoshne Masarmana. In the morning, the Kohen Gadol has different clothings. In the morning, his Big Day Lavan are more expensive. That's the Misora. How much more expensive? In the morning, he wore his pilusin, that means fine linen, shel shnei masar mana, 12 mana, right, which is 1200 zuz. That's how much it cost. Uben Arbayim Hindin, it was from a different, lesser, linen, shel shmona meozuz, divrei meir. So we went from 1200, the value of the morning ones was 1200, and the afternoon was 800. V'chachav momrim b'shachar ayalovish pilusin shel shmona asar meir, 1800 zuz. Ubin arbayim shel shnei masar mana and 1200. Akol b'shloshim mana, all together was 30 mana, according to the chachamim. Elu notzlu notel min ahektish. And this was who paid for all these begadim. So it was paid from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Trumas Halishka. This was like part of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, they pay for it. Imratz alahosev mosu mishalo. And if he wants to add on, yes, he could add on from his own. If he wants to have fancier linen, the Pnei Moshe says as long as he's first makdish the money to the tzibur, right? He can't pay for it by himself. As long as he's makdish the money for the tzibur first, then he can use it. The Kohen Gadol's Big Day Kahuna we learned earlier, v'hinicham sham. After one Yom Kippur, it can't be used again. It can't be used again. Every Yom Kippur, it had v'hinicham sham, it had to be put away. The Big Day Kohen Gadol themselves are, there is a discussion about what happens to them. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Rambam in Klei HaMikdash quotes in the 8th parak. Right, the 8th parak is about the Big Day Kahuna. The beginning of the 8th parak. Big Day Kahuna Shlosha Minim. Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Big Day Zahav. Big Day Lavan. Right, there are three categories of Begadim, says the Rambam. Kohen Hedyot, that's four. See, it is interesting. He doesn't say the Big Day Kohen, the Big Day Lavan of the Kohen Gadol are exactly the same as the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Doesn't say that. He says three categories. Even if they might be similar or even the same according to some Tanaim, but inherently their destiny and their usage makes them different. Big Day Kohen Hedyot, a Big Day Zav, a Big Day Lavan. Big Day Kohen Hedyot, Hemar Ba Kalim. Ksonis Umrasayim and Mikbas Avnate. Varbatan Shal Pishtan Lavanim. Big Day Zav and Big Day Kohen Gadol Vim Shmona Kalim. The Big Day Zav, Hein Big Day Kohen Gadol, Vehem Shmona Kalim. The Big Day Zav are the Shmona Kalim. Our Ba'a shall Kohen, Mi'il, Ve'efod, Ve'choshim, Ve'tzitz, Ve'avneto shall Kohen Gadol, Ve'chulu, Umitznefes, Ve'chulu. The Big Day Lavan, Heim Arba Kalim, Shemishamish, Behem Kohen Gadol, Ve'yom HaKippurim. Ksones, Umichnasayim, Ve'avneu, Umitznefes. Ve'arbatan, Lavanim, Chutin, Kafel, Shisha, Ve'unapishtan, Lavado, Ve'shte Kasnos, Acheros, Hoyulo Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim. Achas lovsha b'shachar, v'achas bein ha'arbayim. He had special clothing, right? One for the morning, one for the afternoon. Ushteyem b'shloshim mana, mishal hektish, as we just said. Altogether 30, v'imratza lohoza mosi b'shalo, u'maktish hatosefes, v'achar kach oso bo hakusonis. Big Day Kahuna, mitzvasam shiyu chadashim na'im u'mishol shalin, k'derach b'day agdolim. Right, the begadim have to be splendid and perfect. This is from the Gemara in Zvachim. If they're ripped, if they don't fit in perfectly, then it's a problem. What happens after they're worn out? Ein kol begadim mi bidei kahuna shenaset soai ein malabnim oso v'lo mechapsen oso. You don't send the begadim to the cleaners. It's not it's pasnished, as we would say. Ela manicho lepsilos v'lovesh chadashim. Just use them for wicks. Use them for wicks. We don't clean them. That's, as the Gemara says, Ananias b'makam ashiris. No, you just get new clothing. Right? It's not, very fancy. Ubigde kohen gadol shebalu gonze noso. But the bigde kohen gadol that got worn out, you do not use for wicks. That's geniza. That's geniza. Ubigde lovin sheoved behem b'yom ha'som, eno oved behem pamashniya la'olam. We said the Big Day Lavan that he wears one Yom Kippur, he does not wear another Yom Kippur. Ela nignazin b'makam sheifshot osam sham shenemar v'yinicham sham v'hem asurim b'hana. So this geniza, the Big Day Kohen Hedyot can be used for wicks. The Big Day Kohen Gadol are nignaz. Are nignaz. That is what the Rambam says. Part of this is dealt with elsewhere. Like, is that, you know, burning? What status do the begadim have? Do they have kachay? Do they have tashmishe kedusha, tashmishe mitzvah? So if that's tashmishe kedusha, it would be they're doing the avoda that's connected to the aron inside. So it'd be more difficult. The Ritva and Shabbos, Daf Chafalav wonders, how can we burn the begadim? Right? How can we burn them? You should bury them. You should bury them. So the Rambam says the Big Day Kohen Gadol are buried. Nignazin. But how about the regular Kohanim? The Ritva says, Vim Tomar, that's the Gemara and Shabbos Chafalav, that's where it says that they used to use the old, worn-out begadim for wicks by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, for those huge lights, for those huge lamps. So he asked the Ritva, V'yim Tomar, Hei chayu madlikin mi bidei kahuna l'simchas Beis HaShoeva. So atashmishe kedusha nignazim. Right, isn't it called tashmishe kedusha? And therefore it's like tefillin boxes and the like. It's not like shofar, sukkah, and lulav. No, it's like connected to avoda, and maybe, you know, has the status of tefillins and mezuzah cases. So that's terrific. How can we do that? V'yesh lomar, tekiva, the simchas beis hashoeva mitzvah hi, v'sreifasam l'tzorach mitzvah, ein locha geniza kamoha. Wow. This is the greatest geniza, because you're using it for a mitzvah. You can't burn mezuzah boxes, l'chora, for the simchas beis hashoeva. So, but, in a different way. Different way, that's what the Ritva, that's what the Ritva says. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara if you talk about the different values of these begadim. My time, Rabbi Meir. So remember, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah about the order. When a kohen gadol takes off his clothing before he puts on the new ones, when he takes it off, does he does kiddush before he takes off his clothing or after he takes off his clothing? Rabbi Meir says you do it after. Rabbi Meir, because it says pashat v'kidesh v'rachatz v'kidesh. He says he takes off pashat v'kidesh, so he does kiddush. The Mefarshim talk about it, doesn't really say kiddush, it says rachas, but we say it means kiddush, and then you go to the mikvah, the kiddush, and then after he puts his new clothing on, he's kiddush again. My tamayo de Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that it's the opposite? First, he does kiddush before he takes off his old clothing. Upashat vilavash, hikish pshita lilavisha. See, we're poshate, we compare the pshita, the uncovering, lilavisha to the covering. Malavisha makadesh, af pshita makadesh, just like the wearing the clothing, the putting on the new clothing. You do the kiddush while clothed. So to the pshita, so to the taking off, you do the kiddush while clothed. Amar Rabbi Mana kumi Rabbi Yudin, al daiti de Rabbi Meir, rechitza chotzetzes. According to Rabbi Meir, what did it seem like? What did Rabbi Meir say? You take off the clothing and then you do the kiddush. And then what? And then you go to the mikvah. And then you do the next kiddush. Right? I'm saying, what's in the middle? There's just the mikveh in the middle, right? Isn't that wouldn't be a hefsek? You do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim and then the mikveh and then the kiddush. But it's tzarachin to have two kiddushin one after another. Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a line: "Fahavi kimekadish bezechar zeh." It's like doing two kiddushes in a row, which is like one. So Amar Leh, he said, no, Mizbar at Sabar al Rabbi Meir ufashat v'kiddush v'rachas v'kiddush. You think that's what he holds? That you take it off and then he's v'kaddush, then he's mikvah and he's v'kaddush? Ain't okay. No, what does he say? Upashat v'kiddush v'rachas v'lavash v'kiddush. As we said, he's putting on the new clothes in the middle. So he takes off the old clothes, he does kiddush, then he does the mikvah, and then he puts on his new clothes, and then he's v'kaddush. So there is a hefsek, not just the mikvah, but he has the putting on the new clothes as part of the chilek. Good. Machlokes now coming up between Shmuel and Bar Kappara. Machlokes on the page, who is this machlokes within? So we're going to go according to the Pnei Moshe's Pshat, who says this is within the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say that the Kiddush is done before the Kohen takes off his old clothes. So machlokes is, yes, it's before he takes off his old clothes, but is this Kiddush L'shem, is it within mind the old clothes, or is it the new clothes? Maybe even the kiddush that he does when he has the old clothes still on is l'shem the new clothes that he's going to put on. Machlokas. Shmuel Amar, achas pashar v'achas lamash, shteyan lavo. Shmuel says both of these kiddushin of washing the hands of the feet are l'shem the new clothes that he's going to put on. Even though one of them is while he still has his old clothes on. But they're saying that it's both for the new. Bar kapara amar achas lavo v'achas l'sha'avar. No, one is for l'shem l'haba, the new one. That's what the ones that he does when he has the new clothes on. And one is l'sha'avar. And one is l'shem, the clothing, l'kavid, the clothing that he already had on. Shtei amavush. But they're both done when he has the clothes on. That was the sheet of the Rabbanan. Amar, period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakomo de Bekiddush Arishon, Rabbi Yochanan says, everybody agrees by the first Kiddush that's done early in the morning, Shehu Laba. That's for the Avodah that he's about to do, because it's not going to be for his weekday clothes, his regular clothes. So everybody agrees that the first Kiddush in the morning is done Lahaba. Rabbi Yochanan, Hakomo de Bekiddush Arishon. And everybody agrees that the Kiddush Arishon is Ma'akev. Everybody agrees that the first Kiddush in Amraglam in the morning is Ma'akev. And if you don't do it, the Avodah is Psula. Matam, what's the pasuk? Why? So if you look in the Karban Eida, he quotes a different pasuk than what we have. V'haysa lohem chok olam lo ulezaro ledarosam. So it says chok olam, and we darshan chok olam means need it, and it is ma'akev. Period. So Rabbi Yochanan says the first one is needed, and it's l'shem the future avoda. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, akom odim b'kiddush ha'achron shilush avar. And everybody agrees that the last kiddush he does at the end of the day, before he puts on his own personal clothes, is for the avar, is for the avoda that he did. After all, what does he have to write? The Kerban Eda says, "Till a big day chol shalove shenatzar kiddush." Right, he doesn't need anything with covet his own clothes that he puts on at the end of the day. So therefore, that kiddush must be for the past. Amar Rabbi Yosef Masisa Amar Kedah in the Braisa, or the Mishnah seems that way. Why? Because at the end, what does it say? Havi'alo b'idei atzma v'lavash. The end of the day, after the last Kiddush, he puts on his own clothes. V'yishadah mekadesh yadah v'raglav lovash b'idecho. Does he have to give covet for his b'idecho? And therefore, the Kiddush is l'shem the previous. There is a Dvar Musar that various Mepharshim say, maybe not knowing this Yerushalmi, or just, it's even Dvar Hashkafa, right? What did the Gemara Yerushalmi say? The last Kiddush he does is l'shem the avodah that he already did. So others say, no, he does a Kiddush, again, Alpi Machshava. It's against this Yerushalmi, but Pi Machshava, he does the Kiddush for the avodah that he's about to do. What do you mean about to do? He's putting on his B'idechol. Yeah, take the messages of Yom Kippur with you. Right? Take the, Yom Kippur is not just about, you know, Yom Kippur, but it's about what you do afterwards. Right? Rav Schwab talks about this in the end of his Sefer when he has a one page on Shir HaShirim, where he talks about the Gemara at the beginning of Chagiga, on Dav Gimel, where the Gemara darshins, how beautiful are you Jews who are Ole Regel. And the Pasuk is, Man Kaminon Raglein Shah Yisrael B'shasha Olin L'Regel. How beautiful are your feet, Ole Regel. And as for Rav Schwab, your feet, pa'amayach bin alayim, shoes, right? We don't wear shoes in the base of Megdash. So with Dafka praising Klal Yisrael by describing, they're calling the bin alayim bas nadiv, right? Number one. Number two, also he says we say in Musaf on the Shalosh Regalim, fashiv kohanim lavodasam, ulevim l'shir v'lezimram, fashiv Yisrael linvehem. Linvehem to where they live. What do you mean to where they live? That's after, when they're on the Shalosh Regalim, they're in the Beis HaMikdash. They're not Naveihem. Naveihem is when they go back. So says the Rav Schwab, yeah. The point is that we daven for the time that we could keep the inspiration from the Shalosh Regalim when we go back home. Sheshiva zu avoda gedolahi, sheyeshuvu lubateyim im kol amadregas, vasagot svohe iluyim sheyisigu b'shas aliyah l'regal, v'makam HaKodesh v'amikdash. The aliyah l'regal is not nigmeris b'shas ha-yitziyah mi-beis HaMikdash. It's when you go home. Oh, and he says at the end, right? B'koina oved atzmo b'nusach seder avoda b'nusach yom kippurim emes b'nedar b'tseiso right min hamikdash right when he goes out. I mean, and we're adding that some bali machshava say at the end of the day, right? It says in the Mishnah he puts on his weekday clothes. So even if you want to say not like this Yerushalmi that the kiddush, but it still mentions, of course, he puts on his weekday clothes. What else should he put on at the end of his avoda? Why does the Mishnah have to say that? That's part of the avoda. Part of the avoda is to go. Shein etzem amida bazara hulu v'chelik zera avoda shayach da'afka kfar sham al raglov etzem min alim v'chuzum. Okay, so we continue. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan Amar u'levesham levisham akeves in kiddush yadayim v'raglayim akeves. Rabbi Yochanan says the levisha, all these clothing is ma'akev throughout the day of Yom Kippur, but the later kiddushim, not the first one, the in-between kiddushim are not ma'akev. V'dechvasa, similar drasha, lifisha ma'akevis, v'in kiddush yadayim v'raglayim ma'akev. Sounds like the same thing. The Kabbalah takes out that line. Okay. Bad, sheyu kfulim. Bad. Now in general, linen, the linen clothing of the Kohanim, he always has to have double. The Pnei Moshe says, a spare. Well, we just said, you can never do a wash. So, you always have to have at least a spare, just in case it gets dirty. The Kaimunah de lo karbiosa, and this is against karbiosa, where, Rishmuel bar Rav Yitzchak lo nachas l'beis vada one time, Rishmuel bar Rav Yitzchak was on in the base medrash, come, im Rav Zeira, im bed Rav Zeira, amalei, ma chatun havi l'chun, b'beis, havi l'chun, yomadein, nu, what was mischadish in the base medrash today? Amalei, bad, shiuk fulin. This is Rasha, bad linen, which is a remez for kaful, for double. The kaimunah de lo karbiosi, and again we say this is not like karbiosi shita. The tani, because the following: ulvenei aron taseh kutanos. To the bnei aron, you should make kutanos, which is plural. Rabbanan amri shtei kutanos kol echad ve'echad. Rabbanan say, yeah, double. Every kohen has to make sure he always has a spare and has to fit in perfectly. Rabbiosi omer, no, that's not what it means. Tukano afilu kutanos echad kol echad ve'echad. Every even one is okay. My time at Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan say double kutanos? Because it says in the pasuk kutanos. My time with Rabbi Yosi. Why did Rabbi Yosi only one? Lemeya bnei Aaron taseh kutanos. No, it means to all the kohanim make. Doesn't mean each one has to have kutanos. It means for everyone you should have double taseh kutanos. Period. There is a question. The Makar Baruch, which is the Torah Tamima, says right here in his commentary on Yerushalmi. He has a Tzorach Ian. First of all, the Rambam never quotes this. that kutanos, that you need, that it needs double. Right? Lonis ba'er tam chacham here that he, discusses, and the Rama never quotes it. And he says, because they have, oh, just because it's plural, it never means they have to have double. And he quotes many examples. Matanot le'evyonim. Right? What does that mean according to Chazal? One matana for two, for each evyon. Doesn't mean two matan, right? Two to one evyon. Shte matanos l'she evyonim. Dive matana achas l'ani echad. And you find other drushas like that. So what is this drusha? Number one, he doesn't understand the drusha. Anachnu lo neida v'lo b'yadeinu l'ashmita. Ubiye says, okay, but it's in the Chazal. But the Rambam doesn't quote it. The problem is, though, that if you look at the beginning of Chagiga, there's a similar drusha Tikra ba'aznehem. Tikra is a Torah ba'aznehem by Hakel. So we darshan that to mean Alila Regel. Be'inyin sheyishme'u b'shtei aznayim. Right? A person can't be deaf in one ear to be included in that halacha. And the Yerushalmi is tole the drusha of aznehem with the drusha of kasnos that we have here. And the Rambam paskins the aznehem one. He doesn't paskin the kasnos one. Right, with the double of the clothing. So, Tsarech Iyun, how the Rambam, he says, was, Hirkev Hein V'Labam Uvan Echad. Okay, leaves it, but Tsarech Iyun. One more line. Bad Shiyu Chadashim. Bad means Shiyu Chadashim, that you have to have, has to be new clothing. Im Omer, Ad, Shalo Yilbash Chakim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? If the Chadashim means, so it shouldn't be worn out, Vatani Levesham, Afilu Shchakim. Right, we know that it means you can't be worn out. What does Chadashim must mean to tell us? It must mean to tell us that it has to be Lishma. The Begid de Kuna has to be made Lishma. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanane b'shem Rabbi Yossi, kemachlokes, or she'ibdu l'shem kamiya, mutu uchtav alav mezuzah, Rabbi Shem Gamli al Oser. Rabbi Chananya, we'll end with this. Rabbi Chananya says, just like there's a machlokes about whether you need the hide of the mezuzah to be tanned Lishma, just like there's a machlokes there, that would be the same machlokes also by Big De Kahuna, whether the Big De Kahuna has to be made and sewed Lishma. We'll see if that's Pashut, but we'll have to stop there, and we'll continue with this discussion of Asiya Lishma.